Edgar Guest, in his verse, has set more safe signals for the home in these home-needy days of ours than any other writer among us. Reverend M.S. Rice, pastor of the Metropolitan Methodist Episcopal Church, Detroit. On this Poets Weave program, I'm reading poems from another era, those of Edgar A. Guest, from his book Harbor Lights of Home, published in 1928. Guest was born in 1881 in Birmingham, England, and died in 1959 in Detroit, Michigan. Poet Laureate of Michigan. I'm Jenny Kander. The mother tells her story. When first I met your father, it was at a wedding, dears, and he wore a high white collar which stretched up to his ears. He was thin and short and nervous, and his dress suit didn't fit, and I didn't like the way he dressed his hair a little bit. It was parted in the middle and it lopped across his brow, and I never dreamed that evening I'd be married to him now. I knew a dozen fellows who were handsomer than he, and all of them were richer, and they thought a lot of me. They brought me flowers and candy each time they came to call. So this meeting with your father didn't mean much, after all. And besides, his ways annoyed me. I'd have told him if I dared that I didn't like his manner and the vulgar way he stared. Well, next Sunday after dinner he came up to call on me and stayed so long that Grandma then invited him for tea. After that he came so often that your grandpa used to say, "That skinny gawk is driving all the healthy stock away." But somehow I'd grown to like him, and I marvelled that I could, for he never tried to kiss me, though I often wished he would. Now that's all there is to tell you. By next June I was his bride. But before that I had made him part his hair upon the side, and I made him change his collars, and I'd slicked him up a lot, for I taught him what he should do and the things which he should not. But don't tell him that I've told you. That's the way I met your dad. Would I do the same thing over? Well, he hasn't been so bad. Style. I've never worn a high silk hat, I've never borne a cane, and to the grey pearled button spat indifferent I remain. I do not quarrel with the men who wear these things with grace. Spats now are seen on 9 in 10 until they're commonplace. And men there are can walk the street en route to church or not, and seem at ease to all they meet beneath a chimney pot. And some there are can swing a cane with masters of the art, but I forever must remain outside the very smart. For if I owned a high silk hat, I'd leave it on the shelf beneath a glistening lid like that, I'd have to laugh myself. And if in spats I walked about, uneasy I would be, expecting everyone to shout derisively at me. And so I watch the men who wear the knobby things so well, and wonder how it is they dare to be so very swell. I see them in their Sunday best stroll easily about, but were I dressed as they are dressed, I'd never venture out. A hint. My son, when plans have gone astray and careless blunders bring the crash which spoils your hopeful day, or failure's bitter sting, remember as you face despair, the dullest fool knows how to swear. When things go wrong, as oft they will, don't let your passions go. Remember signs of temper ill the dullest mind can show. It's proof of neither strength nor brains to whine too loudly at your pains. An idiot can nurse and swear, a dolt can rave and shriek, but oft it calls for courage rare, no angry word to speak. Fools are proficiently profane. Who would stay cool must have a brain. You've been listening to poems by Edgar A. Guest on the Poets Weave. I am Jenny Kander.